This is podcast number 93 for the Well-Educated Mother's Heart. Hi, I'm Marlene Peterson. Today I'm sharing ideas on teaching patriotism. Patriotism. There is at the present time no lesson to be taught to children, the teaching of which is so fraught with difficulties and dangers as the lesson of patriotism. The children of an earlier generation learned that patriotism meant love of their country, a love so great that it included a willingness to die for their country. These children were taught, further, that just as they should have this love for America, being Americans, so should other persons of other nationalities have an identical love for their respective countries. It is such a simple lesson to teach in time of peace. But in time of war, especially in a time of such widespread wars as the present, the lesson is less simple, less easy. Why is this? I think the reason is that patriotism is really something larger than love of country. It is, at its best, love of justice and honor. Patriotism, at its best, comprises a love of more than one's own country, though of course it begins with and includes that. During the months since August 1914, we have taught the children of this nation to send aid to the Belgians. We have also taught them to contribute to the Red Cross Society, which ministers to the enemies of Belgium as well as to Belgium. We have tried to make clear to them that it may be right for a nation to fight, and that it may be equally right for a nation to refrain from fighting, that both may be patriotic in the best sense. This is what we have done, those of us who are concerned with the training of children, or it is what we should do, what we are trying to do. How can we most quickly, most successfully, thus teach patriotism to children? If by means of stories, that best of all ways of teaching children great lessons, then which stories? It seems to me that we should select the stories of those patriots who love justice and honor most and best, whatever their nationalities and whatever the form in which their patriotism was expressed. Of such stories, some of the best are, we are proud to feel, American. One such, the heritage of every boy, is The Mobbing of Garrison. Few children, indeed few grown persons, can read this story without having his or her patriotism deepened and strengthened. Significant as is every word of it, of a special moment is Garrison's reply to the abolitionist who wished to fight the mob. "Hold, my dear brother, you know not what spirit you are of. This is the trial of our faith and the test of our endurance. Of what value or utility are the principles of peace and forgiveness if we may repudiate them in the hour of peril and suffering? Do you wish to become like one of these violent, bloodthirsty men who are seeking my life? Shall we give blow for blow and array sword against sword? God forbid! I will perish sooner than raise my hand against any man, even in self-defense, and let none of my friends resort to violence for my protection. If my life be taken, the cause of emancipation will not suffer. God reigns. His throne is undisturbed by this storm. He will make the wrath of man to praise him. Of the remainder, he will restrain. His omnipotence will at length be victorious." Not only should these words be the possession of every child, they might well at the present time be recalled to the memory of every grown-up. Another American patriot was Dolly Madison. As she prepared to leave the city of Washington just before the burning of that city, what were those things which she selected to take with her? A letter to her sister tells us, "I am accordingly ready. I have pressed as many cabinet papers into trunks as to fill one carriage. Our private property must be sacrificed, as it is impossible to procure wagons for its transportation." In addition to these cabinet papers, the valuable public property of her nation, what else did she take? The portrait of George Washington, one of the few adornments of the White House at that time. All her own possessions, all the possessions of her husband, she left, knowing that they would be destroyed. A girl to whom personal possessions are especially dear will learn a valuable lesson in patriotism from this story. A schoolteacher of my acquaintance was telling me not long ago of one of her students who had thus learned from it. In connection with the fire drill of the school, the teacher one day asked the children what they would take with them from the schoolhouse in the event of a fire. Most of the children said, "I don't know." Some said, "Nothing." A few mentioned small personal belongings of one kind or another. But one girl of 12 said hesitatingly, "What is the best thing the school has? If it isn't too large for me to carry, I will try to take it if there should be a fire." The teacher, pleased but much surprised by this answer, inquired of the girl as to why she would do this. "Because Dolly Madison did," she replied, "and I'd like to be like her." It later developed that the child's mother had read the story to her one evening and had commented upon Dolly Madison's fine action. It is interesting that in a book entitled Adventures and Achievements, and intended as a history of patriots of all nations, there should be included not one, but several stories of missionaries. It is a fact not sufficiently recognized, nor often enough brought to the attention of children, that no patriot in the world is quite so perfect a patriot as a missionary. Whatever the nation on earth to which he may belong, he regards himself as first of all a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. In order to be loyal to that kingdom and to help establish on earth its principles of justice and honor, he will endure cheerfully not only in death, but things worse than death. A story of such a patriot is Judson in Burma. In this narrative, one learns what the spirit of a true missionary is: imprisonment, semi-starvation, severe sickness with neglect, brutal cruelty. All these Judson endured, and endured cheerfully. For 21 months he was thus tormented. Furthermore, he had the even greater grief and pain of witnessing the sufferings of his wife and baby. His wife, by the way, was even such a patriot as himself. Every detail of the story reveals this. When in the last extremity of misery, what was the attitude of mind of Mrs. Judson? The story tells it in her own words. "If ever I felt the value and efficacy of prayer, I did it this time. I could not rise from my couch. I could make no effort to secure my husband. I could only plead with that great and powerful being who has said, 'Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will hear, and thou shalt glorify me.' And who made me at this time feel so powerfully this promise that I became quite composed, feeling assured that my prayers would be answered." Every child should learn the lesson of patriotism contained in this story, of that love of the heavenly country. Difficult and dangerous indeed is it at the present time to teach the children the patriotism which consists of a love for an earthly country. There is so much likelihood of teaching with it a hatred of other countries. The only solution of the problem would seem to be to teach love for justice and honor, whatever the nationality. How shall we best do this? I think perhaps there is only one way in which we can do it at all, namely by teaching the children that they are fundamentally citizens of the kingdom of heaven, if they qualify for citizenship. Then, through stories, help them thus to qualify.